When I moved from Georgia to North Carolina for seminary, I really went convinced that I liked the winter. But as it turns out, there's a big difference between visiting someplace that is cold and living there. Which is why everyone is thankful for a warming hut, that in places where it gets extremely cold, there are places designated where you can get in from out of the cold in order to warm up, that even the most introverted amongst us become extroverted in the freezing cold weather. We cannot wait to join a bunch of strangers in order to warm up. But the theology of a warming hut is different from the theology of the church. That in the warming hut, we are gathered together by a temporary need. That once we get warm, we all go our separate ways. In the church, though, we gather because we need somewhere down deep inside of us life-giving community centered around the love of Christ. That it not only gathers us together, but also it shapes who we are. It's why we bear one another's burdens. It's why we celebrate each other's gifts. It's why we enter this shared journey. But like the warming hut, if we do it well, it can widen the circle of our lives. That the letter to the Romans can shift how we understand and see the family of God. That Paul goes back and rereads the story about Abraham and Sarah and sees it in a different light. That Paul emphasizes the faith of Abraham and Sarah because they left the place that they called home, that they went to an unknown place, leaving an old life behind, willing to embrace an unfamiliar future. That Paul rereads this story about Abraham and Sarah in light of the question that he and everybody else faced about Jew and Gentile and who belonged in the family of God. And Paul declares that it is by faith that we belong to this family, which means that anyone and everyone can be grafted into the family of God. When two plants are grafted together by those who have a very green thumb and know what they're doing, they are splintered at the end and then connected and usually wrapped delicately with a piece of tape. It looks like a cast on a broken arm. And then over time, somehow the two grow together, becoming stronger. So when you remove the tape, they are bonded to one another. Which explains why God is always moving towards the least, the lost, and the left behind. That God is always moving in that direction like the current of a river. That God is always moving towards the edges so that no one is left all alone. And as Samuel Wells points out, we see this throughout the life of Jesus. He never seems to have a place. He's always moving to where those have no place. Perhaps that is why there was no room in the inn. before Jesus was born, or why the family had to flee to Egypt for safety after Mary gave birth, or why Jesus grew up in this obscure peasant region of Galilee, why he was rejected as a prophet in Jerusalem, and why he was executed as a criminal. That we find the grace of God at the edges. It's why the love of God is always moving towards those who are suffering, those who are isolated by fear, or those trapped in the cycle of poverty. That when Jesus started to call disciples, we see him moving in these directions. That he calls Matthew, of all people, a tax collector, working for Rome, who controlled Israel, giving them unfair taxes. People hated tax collectors. They were loath. But Jesus says to Matthew, follow me. And Jesus is criticized for it. People start whispering. He eats with tax collectors and sinners. And then he meets the leader of a synagogue whose daughter passed away. That we find people on the edges in all places, because we find people's pain in all places. And Jesus goes to that family and offers compassion. But on his way, as he's going to that leader's house, he's making his way through a crowd, and a woman reaches out and touches the fringes of his clothing. That she lived on the fringes of society, excluded and pushed out because she suffered hemorrhaging for 12 long years. And he sees her and says, take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. She was grafted into the family of God and returned to live in community with others. Now, the church has a mixed history when it comes to seeing God on the edges. There have been countless times where the church has just refused to see God at the edges. And there have been other times and in other ways where the church has been faithful. That Otis Moss III reminds us that the history of the church is broad and wide, that there are aspects to it that we oftentimes forget. Like when the oppressed and the enslaved gathered for worship, that it was the church. And after 1619, when the first slave ship arrived to this country, there has been 300 documented slave insurrections. Only 3 of them did not occur in the church. That God is found at the edges, working for hope and liberation for all. This week at Vacation Bible School, we remembered that not all heroes wear capes, although capes are cool, right? And we learned how compassion, hospitality, generosity, and courage are superpowers. That a hero is anyone who goes to the edges where we find the love of God in order to love their neighbor. That compassion, hospitality, generosity, and courage will not allow us to fly through the clouds in the sky or to leap tall buildings, but it does lead us to the steadfast love of God, because they are the ways of Jesus. Like the warming hut, another place where we find diverse people gathered together is the airport. Like the Hartsfield International Airport in Atlanta. When I walk through that place, I am reminded of people all around the world. As you overhear languages from different places, as you witness various cultures that you don't find in Auburn, Alabama. And we're all going somewhere in that airport. And one of the ways in which that airport gets you to where you're going is the plane train. You've probably ridden it. That train that takes you through that massive airport to all the different concourses that fly you out to places all around the world, that you stand there and the doors open and you get in there with all your new best friends who are probably different from you. And then the train takes off, and if you're not holding on to something, you may fall down. Feels like your feet are almost taken out from underneath you. Well, I found that as the train starts moving, it helps to lean in a little bit. It helps to lean in the direction the train is moving. And if the love of God is always moving towards the edges, we are invited to lean in that direction where we can all be grafted into the family of God. Amen.